The National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, is yet to get to the disaster scene to offer assistance to residents in the Keta municipality affected by tidal waves which hit the community during the weekend. More than 100 homes in the Jita, Honui and Hovuji communities were destroyed by the waves. MP for Keta, Richard Kwashiga, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said while waiting for NADMO, options such as resettlement and constructing sea defense walls are being considered. He spoke to Rosalind Ganyaglu.
For some days now, they have been suffering from the effect of the tidal waves, actually forced more than 100 people from their homes, vacate their homes, as the seawater took control over some of these homes in Hovi. We have made some efforts appealing to NADMO to come to the aid of these affected people. I was in the area last Friday. There was not much I could do but to empathize with the people and to carry the concern and the trouble that they find themselves in to the authorities, that be especially NADMO. And so for now, we just wait to see what support we can get, what help we can get from these institutions.
Were they not cautioned ahead of time?
You know, they say that it's perennial. It happens from time to time. Every year we have this situation. And the issue of cautioning them ahead of time necessarily may not be the issue, because the sea begins to ravage, the people themselves get wind of it, able to determine that at this point in time it was going to trouble them. What is needed really is, you know, to extend sea defense wall to those parts of the area. I mean, the sea defense constructed did not fully cover the entire area. And so those areas without the groins continue to suffer from the ravages of the sea. I can speak for Hovi, and I must say that Jita, which is under Honorable Kofi Umado, who is a member of Parliament for Anglo, has also been to that area and has also assessed the situation. But with Jita, some sea defense construction is ongoing. And so we would hope that when that is fully done, the people of Jita will not continue to suffer from the tidal waves. But Hovi is one area that government is yet, as it were, to make a decision on constructing some groins to forestall the kind of challenges that the people of Hovi are suffering.
In your view, do you think this problem can be solved permanently?
Of course, in areas where the sea defense wall has been constructed, the people are no longer suffering from the tidal waves, as was the case for, I'm talking about from Jalukope, Kejikope, and the rest, up to Keji, all in the Keta municipality or in the Keta constituency. And so if the groin is able, definitely the people will not be suffering from that. A thing that could be done is to get some land which the people of Hovi can be resettled on.
I would like to give you the opportunity to send a special message to the affected families.
We empathize with the situation, and we're doing all we can to minimize their pain. I must say that I have visited the area and I have seen what they are going through. We are very much worried, and we are sending messages to government. We can only console them for now, to rest assured. And if NADMO makes do with the request that we've made to them, then we will also get back to them temporarily, give them some support.